Well, what's, you know, what's interesting about having children is that I'm not letting my daughter be a tablet kid, but I am going to be a tablet dad.
Good.
Oh, okay. She's going to push me around.
Tom's, in Tom's the not cart. Letting her watch.
Well, I'm just, no, I'm just watching my tablet.
No blue ECK for her. Fuck that shit.
Blue ECK.
Blue ECK's been stuck in my head all week.
So fucking stupid.
Yeah, blue ECK. That's, I thought everyone was talking about that. I thought everyone was talking about how I don't think Louis is meant for kids, and it's kind of weird, mm-hmm. and it's just so somber.
I thought you were referring to penis CK. I forgot about Louis.
Oh, no, that was like the parody of penis CK when it was a guy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he said, like, you know who could do bits about having a big penis and showing it to women better than some woman? A guy.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, yeah. That's what Marcel mad at him for.
That's true.
Yep.
He should have a kid show. Louis.
Yeah, I agree.
Because he had his kids in that show, and he would be like, I'm so sick of my goddamn daughter. She's such a cunt.
Yep.
And he would, and then he would talk about, like, how much he loves his kids.
Yeah, his whole comedy, like, was just like, ah, my family, it fucking sucks. I hate them.
Then he got divorced. I hate everyone around me.
I love being divorced. I love my kids, but I hate my bitch fucking daughters. And, but what he didn't say was that he did love forcing women to watch him masturbate, which is interesting. He didn't open up about everything. There's layers to everybody.
Yeah, I wish I could have sucked him off before he did that. I wish I could have controlled his urges.
One of the people that I would have least want to watch masturbate, like top.
Oh, right.
Top bottom five for me, probably.
I think if I could just always be in that room with Louis, I could help him get rid of his urges, and it wouldn't be mm-hmm. an issue for anybody. I would just sit in. I would sit in the hotel chair. They call it the cuck chair sometimes, and I would just sit there and be like, "All right, Louis, why don't you just do it? Like, why don't you just crank out four or five of them? We'll get it all out. Then you won't have to bother Sarah Silverman."
Adam 22 is one of those guys too now.
And I think my job, I think I would get paid $500,000 a year.
Adam 22 okay, caught walking dog with gay guy.
That's so funny.
Story of the year.
Hey, they take better care of their dogs than straight guys, I would say.
Some.
Most of the time. It really depends, though.
Yeah, it depends on the owner.
I've seen some gays use their animals as accessories, and all of a sudden, their housing has something against pets, and that dog is just gone, and you know what happened.
Yeah, that's fucking bullshit. You better respect that animal.
Wasn't it JVN who lost a bunch of pets because they all fell out of the windows?
Bro, back in like the Tumblr days, I swear people on Tumblr were just get rid of cats.
Oh, dude, I think I've told this story.
And then they would find some cat bones in the cat cemetery, yeah. The Wiccan ceremonies.
Yeah.
This girl that I worked with at Target, she was odd as hell. And she added me on Facebook. This is like 2010, 11. And I would just follow along with her because she quit soon after. But then she would get like a hamster. And then 2 weeks later, and like she would post about the hamster for two straight weeks. Then 2 weeks later, oh, a big post about how the hamster died. And she's so sad. Then she would get like a cat. And for 3 weeks, she would post nothing about how much she loved her cat, blah, blah, blah. And then a big post about how the cat died. Oh,
and then she got a dog.
She would just cycle through these fucking animals like over the course of like 2 years. And each animal would last like 2 weeks before a big post about how it died, or it just does not show up ever again in any photo. And I remember just being like enraptured by this.
People like that need so to be confused. Locked up for like 10 days and do the sea monkey test where they have to be able to raise sea monkeys to full life.
No, I think they should be locked in a cage. They should be locked in a lizard cage, and they should be fed crickets.
Mm-hmm. Only if they're barking all day.
I think if everybody had to sit for 10 days in a cage, in a lizard cage with like a sun lamp, and they could only eat crickets, I think mm-hmm. everybody would be a lot nicer to animals. It's sort of like how everybody should work a service job at some point in their life. Because
well, not every animal eats empathize. Crickets.
Crickets stink.
We could eat crickets.
No, I would never eat bugs, dude. I can only eat
Are you serious?
Meat.
We could easily
I could only
eat, crickets.
Eat meat. I would need a big, big steak or like 6 pounds of ground beef.
If they can make bugs meat, I'll eat it right now.
I would love bugs to take one carnivore. Of those big bags of fried bugs from Bangkok that Rainbolt and Toro mm-hmm. were eating last month on stream and give them to Jack. They had like a fucking centipede basically with a big spike through it that was just like spiced and deep fried. Mm-hmm. And a spider, like a tarantula, you could just bite the head off. Oh, Toro had a scorpion. He had the stinger.
Yeah, but those, my brother will send pictures of like restaurants or like stalls in Laos.
He's trying to get you to eat the bugs? Like
bugs. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I do.
That's fucked up.
He sends them to me. I get them like a couple weeks later.
True, you got relatives telling you not to eat the bugs, and then you got people telling you to eat the bugs.
How good would it be if you deep fried honeybees and you just could pop them in your mouth and they're like full of honey?
Tasted like honey. You get the honey.
I wish they had honey inside them.
Mm.
I thought they did. What do they have inside of them?
They make it. It's almost like they're all beer guys.
Do they make
do they have
it,
a little bit?
They're all beer guys.
I figured it sort of comes together like in the comb.
Yeah, you got to cook them. You got to have them in a little. It goes in those cells, then starts dripping out.
You got to microwave them.
Because otherwise, you could just have one honeybee.